welcome to That's What It Says in the Yearbook, the podcast for busy flight attendants. I'm your host, Doug, by the way. The podcast for busy flight attendants who want a sportscast and not a very good one. The new Battle of the Network Stars sucks. That's the short story. We begged and pleaded and prayed that it would come back, and then we got what we wished for, and you know how that ends. Like the Facts of Life TV show, let's take a moment just to get serious, and then we'll get back to the other stuff. Reality TV, whether you like it or not, okay, it's been around for a very, very long time, even prior to, obviously, MTV's The Real World in the early 90s. And whether you like reality TV or not, you have to acknowledge that at least people have gotten very efficient at it, at the very least, okay? They've made the unfunny seem funny, and the contrived seem not so contrived. People have become experts at producing reality TV. Now comes ABC, which with the new Battle of the Network Stars has decided to take sort of the contrived comedy route with this. And compared to everything else, it looks like they're getting in late in the game, which they are. That's the end of the serious moment. The Hollywood Reporter, a reporter, made a very good point, an excellent point. Give them all the credit in the world for this. He said that in the old days of Battle of the Network Stars, you had the teams divided up into the different networks, and you actually had a rooting interest because you had your favorite shows on your favorite network. So you'd pick CBS over NBC, for example, and he said, you're still doing this, great point, today with, you might take HBO, for example, over FX. Say you're a big Game of Thrones fan, you have an interest in seeing the HBO team ride to victory. Now, that said, ABC opted to divide these teams into really weak. They're not divided up by network. They're divided up by really weak categories. Like what? Like sexy moms versus TV lawyers versus people who smoked on TV. Actually, that last category is far too interesting for this version of Battle of the Network Stars, but they're divided up that way. Now, this part, we don't know if it's true. ABC allegedly, but we don't know if this is true or not, did not divide the teams up by networks because there's 10,000 networks. Well, there's a lot of channels, but not a lot of networks. USA Network is not a network. It doesn't have affiliates. FX and TBS are not networks. They don't have network affiliates. So yeah, your networks have expanded a little, but now there's CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, and the CW. So what we did is we did the Battle of the Network Stars that we actually wanted to see. That's what it says in the yearbook. We pick teams. That's the other thing. Basically, all the teams in this game are nostalgia, the TV show. They're not. Most of them are not actual current stars. They're nostalgia actors and things like that. So we filled the CBS team, for example, with a roster of stars and supporting players from actual airing CBS shows. And we did the same for all the teams. We picked the teams, and then we, meaning assistant producer Rob, actually played out the entire spectacle using Dungeons and Dragons type charts and pencils and dice. Homework the game is what it was. He actually played out the entire thing. Every event, all the stars versus each other, found out who totaled the most points, and then we had a winner at the end. We had winners for every event. We found out who is mediocre, who is just plain bad, and who is good at each event, who turned out to be surprising athletes, and had a winner at the end. Now, in our pre-Battle of the Network Stars preview, before we did any of the dice rolling, that is to say, producer Rob did any of the dice rolling, we picked for no good reason the CW to finish last. I'm not sure why. So here are just a few members of each team, of the teams from all the networks. I think it was 19 team members for each network. From the CBS team, Hoboken, No Joke, and what? Kat Dennings, Quirky Girl. That is the ultimate high compliment, by the way, from that's what it says in the yearbook. I sincerely apologize. I mean that if you're offended. This is the ultimate high compliment. Kat Dennings from Two Broke Girls is in there. So was Christine Baranski, who did great from The Good Wife and The Good Fight. She did great in some of these events. Sadly, there was no boxing. We wanted to see her deck somebody. There's no boxing event. Rob wouldn't allow. But Christine Baranski did very well, as did Anna Faris from Mom, who was great, by the way. This is does not give anything away. In the movie Keanu. From Team NBC, James Spader was there just so like Team NBC could walk into Denny's, and he'd walk into Denny's with the in the whole blacklist to get up. Alan Tudyk was on the team, the walk and talk and robot from the new Star Wars movie, who also was in Powerless. Jamie Alexander from Blindspot, which is basically Moana, the TV series. Jamie Alexander from Blindspot, who calls herself a professional ninja, on her Twitter account. She was in there. Now, on the day of her event, now, of course, this is fake. It's all done with charts and graphs and dice rolling. Okay, this is all fake. We just played this out how we want the Battle of the Network Stars we wanted to see, since ABC wouldn't give it to us. But this part is true. Jamie Alexander, on the day of one of her events, she had actually come off a 14-hour overnight shoot for her series Blind Spot, which Blind Spot and Moana are both about talking tattoos, so it's basically Moana, the TV series. She'd come off a 14-hour overnight shoot for Blind Spot, so she is going to be way too fatigued for her event, and she was. She lost. And Matt Frewer from the still eligible, even though it's been canceled, NBC series Tim Ellis is also on Team NBC. Team ABC was May 22nd, the team, unintentionally. It was intentional. My birthday is May 22nd. And so we loaded it with Maggie Q from Designated Survivor, Jennifer Goodwin from Once Upon a Time, and Molly Ephraim from Last Man Standing, Quirky Girl, all of whom were born on May 22nd. I wanted Natasha McElhone, also not born on the 22nd, but Rob wouldn't allow it. However, we did have Greg Clark, is probably what it says on his driver's license, but Clark Gregg from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Sean Pertwee, the badass Alfred from Gotham, not how Alfred was originally imagined in the comics, but later on he was imagined that way, as like a weapons expert who can protect somebody really, really well, and that's who he is in Gotham. He's in there. Caitlin Olsen, another badass from the Mick, who drove the NASCAR pace car to NASCAR race earlier this season. That's true. Not in the show. From the New Girl, the patron saint of quirky girls, Zoe Deschanel, and three members of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. If that show hadn't been greenlit, Fox wouldn't have had a team. And then DC the Channel, DC Comics the Channel, also known as the CW, which included all superheroes except for a virgin, Gina Rodriguez, from the show Jane the Virgin. But we got to see whether Melissa Benoist, Supergirl, could run fast. We got to see whether Grant Gustin, the Flash, could run fast. We forgot if they could run fast or not. We did play that out. I think the Flash could not run fast. We found out if the Flash could paddle a boat really fast, which I don't think in one of the events, I don't think that's applicable here. By the way, two cast members from iZombie on the CW, Rose McIver, sadly, no bowling event, although there was a joust. We threw in a joust at the end. But there was no bowling because Rose McIver, if nothing else, is an energetic and entertaining bowler. She's the star of the show iZombie. If you look it up, it's safe. Rose McIver bowling. And also, Ali Mashaka, who is also on iZombie, her sister, AJ, is actually on the Goldbergs and actually is in the real Battle of the Network Stars in ABC, but she was tossed into some category. She wasn't on Team ABC, even though she's on an active ABC series. So she's got a connection to an actual Battle of the Network Stars, just like Mark Harmon, who's on our current team, CBS, and was on, well, many teams back when Battle of the Network Stars was originally on. But Ali Mashaka, she's funny. She's got a tremendous personality. For a Vanity Fair photo shoot, she went all impromptu Maxwell Smart and took her shoe off and did the shoe foam thing. So we played it out. We rolled the dice, and we found out who did well in all these events. I think Matt Frewer was from the canceled NBC show, canceled too early. Tim Ellis did himself pretty well and then did pretty poorly. A lot of stuff happened and a lot of dice throwing. And in the end, the CW really did finish last, just like we had predicted. I don't know why, but the CW did finish last. The winner was your winner in our fake and way, way, way better. You can do this at home and you'll come up with a much better, or in the car, wherever you listen. You'll come up with a much better Battle of the Network Stars than ABC did. Our winner this time around, we'll give you a moment just to take a guess. Fox. Fox, with all those members of the Brooklyn Nine-Nine, as well as Lethal Weapon, Kristen Shaw from Last Man on Earth, and others, they took the cup. And that concludes the ultimate Battle of the Network Stars that we wanted to see. By the way, write your congressman and tell him to tell NBC to bring back the way too early canceled Tim Ellis. Thank you very much for listening.